Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Chaitanya happily enjoyed pastimes in Navadvipa. Accompanied by Advaita Charja, the Vaishnavas sang and danced. They made a great tumult of chanting Lord Krishna's name. Lord Nityananda stayed at Srivas Thakur's home, and he was always in the mood of a child. He never manifested any other mood. He would not even lift his own hand as he ate. considering him her son, Malini Devi, the wife of Shiva's Thakur, would feed him. Chaste Malini felt ecstatic in Lord Nityananda's presence, and she always served him. They were like mother and son. One day, Lord Chaitanya sat down with Srivas Thakur and spoke with him about Lord Krishna's pastimes, testing Srivas Pandit. Lord Chaitanya said, "Why do you give shelter to this avadhuta? You know nothing about either his birth or his family. I think that although you are very generous, if you wish to protect your own good birth and good family, you should send this sadhu, this avadhuta, away immediately." Gently smiling, Srivas Pandit said, "Lord, it is not right that you test me in this way. Anyone who for only one day worships you becomes my very life. Lord Nityananda is like your own body, and there is ample evidence to prove this. Even if Nityananda is a drunkard, and even if my noble birth, my life, and my wealth all perish because of him, in my heart, I shall not think badly of him. I will not think that he is in any way different from you. What I tell you is the truth. What is the truth?" Hearing these words from Srivas Thakur's mouth, Lord Chaitanya stood up and he roared. The Lord said, "Srivas Pandit, you have faith in Nityananda. You have understood the secret of Nityananda. I am pleased and I give you this boon. Even if Goddess Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, has to go begging from town to town, poverty will never enter your home. Even the dogs, cats, and other animals in your home will find peace in my devotional service. And I place Lord Nityananda in your home. Please serve him in every way." And after giving this boon to Srivas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya returned to his own home. Each day, Lord Nityananda would wander through the villages of Nadia. Sometimes he would swim in the Ganga, and carried by the currents, his happiness would know no end. Sometimes he would play with the children. Sometimes he would go to the home of Gangadas or Murari. Sometimes he would run to Lord Chaitanya's home. And seeing him, Mother Sachi, the mother of Lord Chaitanya, was always very affectionate. In the mood of a child, Nityananda would try to touch Mother Sachi's feet, but she would run away. One night, Mother Sachi had a dream. And in private, she revealed what she had seen to Lord Chaitanya. She said, "At the end of the night, just before I was to awake, I had a dream. In that dream, you and Nityananda were together. You were both 5 years old, and both of you were in the house, playing and fighting. Then, the two of you brought the Krishna and Balaram deities out of the temple room. Nityananda had Krishna on his head and you carried Balaram. Then, the four of you, you two and the deities, all began to fight in front of me. Becoming angry, Krishna and Balaram said, "Who are you two imposters? Get out of here! This house and everything in this room belong to us! The milk, the yogurt, the sandesh are offered to us, everything is ours!" And in the dream, Nityananda replied, "The time is gone when you two could steal and eat butter and yogurt according to your desire. You aren't coward boys anymore. Now you are Brahmins. And with this in mind, you should renounce all these offerings. And if you will not voluntarily renounce them, then you will perish. Who will tolerate your plundering and eating everything?" Mother Sachi continued, "Then Krishna and Balaram said, 'If we take you two cheaters and tie you up and throw you outside, we will not have done anything wrong.' Balaram continued saying, 'And if Krishna orders this, I will not disobey him.' Nityananda replied, 'Why should I be afraid of your Krishna? Lord Chaitanya is my master, and he is the master of the world.'" Thus Satyadev continued describing her dream. In this way, the four of you quarreled. One snatched the food from another's hand and happily ate it. Another snatched the food from someone else's mouth and put it in his own mouth. Then all of a sudden in my dream, Nityananda called out to me and said, "Mother, give me food. My hunger is very great." Sachidevi then said to her son, "Nimai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I have told you my heart. I do not understand this dream in my least. Can you tell me what it means?" And hearing these words of Sachidevi, Lord Chaitanya smiled and sweetly said, "Mother, you saw a very wonderful dream. Now I will tell you something. But please don't repeat this story to anyone. Assuming the form of the deities in our home, the Supreme Lord himself is actually manifest before our eyes. My heart has firm faith in your dream. Many times I saw that even after I had offered food to the deities, not even half of what I offered remained after the offering was completed. Embarrassed, I did not tell anyone. I actually suspected that your daughter-in-law may have eaten the food. But now that suspicion in my heart has been destroyed." Lakshmi Devi, hiding nearby and eavesdropping on the story of the dream, who is the mother of the universes, smiled at hearing her husband's words. Then Lord Chaitanya said, "Mother, please hear what I have to say. I will quickly bring Nityananda here. You then please feed him, all right?" And hearing her son's words, Sachi became happy and gathered all the ingredients to cook the meal. Lord Chaitanya went to Nityananda's place, and upon seeing Nittai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately offered him an invitation. "Today, in my home, there'll be a special offering to the deities. Please come and take prasadam. But today, please don't misbehave. covering his ears, Nityananda said, "Vishnu, Vishnu, only madmen misbehave. You think I will misbehave because you think everyone is like yourself." Talking in this way, the two of them laughed and laughed, talking and talking about Lord Krishna. They finally came to the home of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Smiling and laughing, the two of them sat down together. And with Gadadhar and other close friends present, Satyamata's servant Ishan gave the two water to wash their feet. Then Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda went to enjoy the meal. And as they sat down to enjoy the meal, the two lords looked like Ram and Lakshman in Kaushalya's home. Actually, they were the same two persons. Mother Sachi very happily brought the food which she served in three courses. The two lords smiled, and returning, Mother Sachi saw that the two lords had now become 2 5-year-old boys. She saw that one was dark, the other was fair. They were both handsome and charming. They both had four arms. They both were clothed only by the four directions. And she saw them holding a conch shell, club, lotus, and plow. They were marked with srivats and decorated with kastuba jewels and sharp shaped earrings. And she saw her daughter-in-law, Lakshmi Devi, resting on her son's chest. And after seeing this vision, it suddenly vanished. And Sachi Devi fainted and fell to the floor. All her garments became wet from the tears falling from her eyes. When Mother Sachi had fallen down, the food that she carried scattered throughout the room. And because of the wonder that she had seen, she became unconscious to external things. Lord Chaitanya immediately rinsed his mouth and he ran to his mother, extended his hand, and picked her up. He asked her, "Arise, arise, mother. Why did you suddenly fall to the ground?" Regaining consciousness, she hastily tied her hair, but did not say anything. She walked to her room, and simply began to weep. Sighing deeply, each of her limbs trembled. For Mother Sachi was filled with spiritual love.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare,
Srivasa's home, and affectionately calls him father. Nityananda, in his ecstasy, remained unaware of external events, and he regularly drank the milk from the breast of Srivasa's wife, Malini. although Malini had no milk in her breasts. When Lord Nityananda touched them, milk flowed. Malini thus noted the inconceivable power of Lord Nityananda. But on Lord Chaitanya's order, she did not tell anyone of these happenings. Lord Chaitanya said, "Listen, Nityananda, you are always fighting with someone. Stop acting so mischievously in Srivast Thakur's house." Hearing these words, Lord Nityananda called out Krishna's name, saying, "I never do mischief. You cannot find anyone as well-behaved as I." Lord Chaitanya replied, "I know you too well." Lord Nityananda said, "Well, tell me my faults then. Tell me everything that you have either seen yourself or that you have heard." Laughing, Lord Chaitanya said, "Your faults? When you eat, you make a great rain of food in every room." Lord Nityananda said, "That was done by some madman. I have not done that. Actually, I think your words are a trick so that you won't have to give me any rice to eat. Then if you give me no rice, then you can happily eat it all yourself. If that is your desire, all right. But why must you tell everyone that I am bad?" Lord Chaitanya said, "When you act badly, I am embarrassed. That is why I tried to teach you right from wrong." Smiling, Lord Nityananda said, "Very good. Good. Whenever you see me do any mischief, correct me. You know the truth. I am mischievous." And after speaking these words, he looked at Lord Chaitanya and laughed and laughed and laughed mischievously. Overcome with bliss, Lord Nityananda became unaware of the external world. Removing his dhoti, he tied it like a turban around his head. Laughing and laughing, he jumped about. He wandered in the courtyard, staggering like a drunkard. And seeing Lord Nityananda unclothed, Gadadhar, Srivas, and Haridas understood that these pastimes were the Lord's mercy and were meant to teach a great lesson. Lord Chaitanya called out, "What are you doing? This is not the way to act in a householder's home. Just before you said to me, I'm not a madman, and now you are destroying your own words. How can mere words embarrass a person who is not even aware of the external world?" Lord Nityananda was floating in an ocean of bliss. Although Lord Chaitanya's words were like sharp iron hooks, Lord Nityananda, having become like a maddened lion, did not know anything that was said. Lord Chaitanya then personally addressed Lord Nityananda. Holding up his hands, Lord Nityananda would not eat. And thinking him her son, Malini would feed him with her own hands. Chaste Malini understood Lord Nityananda's ecstasy, and she served Lord Nityananda as a mother serves her son. One day, a crow came and snatched a brass cup that was filled with ghee and flew away with the cup. And when the crow flew out of sight, a great anxiety was born in Malini's heart. The crow returned, but Malini saw that the cup was not in its beak. She feared that her husband, Srivas Pandit, would be very angry that the cup of ghee meant for Lord Krishna had been stolen. In her heart, deciding that this problem had no solution, Malini Devi began to weep. Just then, Lord Nityananda came, and when he saw tears flowing from Malini's eyes, smiling, Lord Nityananda asked, "Why do you weep? Tell me, what is it that makes you suffer? I will break all your sufferings to pieces." Malini said, "My Lord, please listen. A crow stole a cup of ghee and flew away." Lord Nityananda said, "Mother, don't worry, I will get that cup for you." Wipe away your tears. Smiling, Lord Nityananda said to the crow, "Crow, return the cup at once." Lord Nityananda resides in the heart of every living entity. Who has the power to disobey him? And hearing the Lord's order, the crow flew away. An anxious Malini watched the crow. And in a moment, just after the crow flew out of sight, he then, holding the cup in its beak, returned. The crow set the cup down before Malini, and Malini now could know something of the great power of Nityananda. Seeing these wonders, she was overcome with bliss. Standing up, she prayed to the Lord. "For he who has brought his guru's son back from the dead, for he who protects all the worlds, and for he who has the power to bring souls back from death's abode, what glory is present in his inspiring a crow to return a cup filled with ghee? For Ananta Sheshu carries the countless universes on his head, and in that pastime is not even aware of the universe's weight on his head, and whose holy name destroys the material illusion that has no beginning. For he, what glory is present, is inspiring a crow to return a cup filled with ghee. For you who in ancient times were Lakshman and lived in the forest, who were the guardian of Sita always remaining by her side, and who only looked at Sita Devi's feet, and who with arrows killed Ravana's dynasty, for he, what glory is present in his inspiring a crow to return a cup filled with ghee? Finally, understanding your great power and glory, Yamuna Devi approached your feet and offered prayers. For you who protects the 14 worlds with your power, what glory is present in your inspiring a crow to return a cup filled with ghee? Still, whatever you do is never small and never unimportant. Whatever you do is eternal and transcendental. This the four Vedas say." Hearing these prayers, Lord Nityananda smiled and in the mood of a little boy said, "Mother, may I now eat?" As Malini looked at Lord Nityananda, milk began to flow from her breasts, and in the mood of an infant, Lord Nityananda drank.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Thank you.
goddess Lakshmi. She offered betel nuts to the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so happy that he did not know whether it was day or night. When Lord Chaitanya enjoyed pastimes with goddess Lakshmi in this way, Mother Sachi felt great happiness in her heart. Just then, Lord Nityananda, in a restless mood, came to Lord Chaitanya's home. And thinking of himself as a little boy, he stood up straight, clothed only by the four directions. But overcome with bliss, he felt no shame. Lord Chaitanya said, "Nityananda, why are you clothed in the four directions?" Lord Nityananda replied, It is. Lord Chaitanya said, "Nityananda, put on some clothes." Lord Nityananda replied, "I am going." Lord Chaitanya said, "Nityananda, why do you act like this?" Lord Nityananda replied, "Otherwise I cannot eat." Lord Chaitanya said, "I say one thing and you say something different. You don't answer what I ask." Lord Nityananda replied, "I will go 10 times. Becoming angry, Lord Chaitanya said, "It is not my fault." Lord Nityananda replied, "My Lord, Sachi Devi is not here." Lord Chaitanya said, "Please be kind and put on your clothes." And Lord Nityananda said, "I will eat now." Lord Nityananda was mad with ecstatic love for Lord Chaitanya. Lord Nityananda would hear one thing, say another, and then laugh. Standing up, Lord Chaitanya personally again put clothes on Nityananda. Unaware of external events, Lord Nityananda, the son of Padmavati, laughed. Seeing Lord Nityananda's activities, Mother Sachi laughed. In her heart, she felt that Lord Nityananda was very much like her son, Vishwarupa. Mother Sachi loved Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda equally. She thought them both her sons, but she did not tell this to anyone. Returning to external consciousness, Lord Nityananda accepted clothing. Then Mother Sachi brought Sandesh sweets for him to eat. And accepting sweets from Mother Sachi, 5 Sandeshes, Lord Nityananda immediately ate one and threw the other 4 away. Oh, Mother Sachi said, "Why did you throw them away?" Lord Nityananda replied, "Why did you put them all in one place?" Mother Sachi said, "I have nothing else. What will you eat now?" Lord Nityananda replied, Look, and you will find them. 4 Sandesh, all neatly together right before her. Mother Sachi said, "You threw away those sweets. Where did they fall? How could they now be in this room?" Wiping the dust from them, Mother Sachi returned with the sandesh. Then she saw another wonder. Returning, she saw Lord Nityananda eating some laddu candies. Mother Sachi said, "Son, from where did you get those laddus?" Nityananda replied, "I saw you were unhappy when I threw away the others, so I just got these." Seeing these wonders, Mother Sachi thought in her heart, "No one actually understands Nityananda's power." Mother Sachi said, "Nityananda, why do you trick me? I know that you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please remove the illusions of Maya that bewilder me." Thinking himself a little boy, Lord Nityananda again attempted to touch Mother Sachi's feet, and Sachimata, knowing of Nityananda's glories, fled. Day after day, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda happily enjoyed pastimes in Navadvip. Filled with love for Lord Krishna, Lord Nityananda enjoyed very extraordinary pastimes. He spoke always affectionate, sweet words to everyone that he saw. He danced, he sang, he played musical instruments and laughed. Sometimes he roared with bliss. And when people heard him, wonder took birth in their hearts. During the monsoon season, he floated in the Ganga's crocodile-infested waters. He did not even have a half a sesame seed worth of fear. Seeing him, everyone called out, "Ho, ho!" But Lunadinand only laughed and continued to float. Wrapped in the mood of Anantasesha, Lord Nityananda floated in the Ganges water. Unaware of Lord Nityananda's true identity, everyone would call out, "Oh!" Sometimes Lord Nityananda would faint in ecstatic bliss, and for 3 or 4 days he would remain unconscious. Nityananda enjoyed these and many other inconceivable pastimes. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, "Even if I had an infinite number of mouths, I could not describe them all." One day, by divine arrangement, Lord Nityananda approached Lord Chaitanya. Wrapped in the mood of a small boy, smiles and laughter decorated his graceful face. A stream of bliss flowed as tears from his eyes. Again and again he roared, "Nadi is Nimai Pandit is my master! Nadi is Nimai Pandit is my master!" And seeing that Lord Nityananda was clothed in the four directions only, Lord Chaitanya laughed. He gazed at Lord Nityananda's handsome and effulgent form. And at once he removed the turban from his own head and wrapped it around Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda only laughed. Lord Chaitanya then anointed Lord Nityananda's graceful limbs with fragrances and then placed a flower garland upon him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then offered Lord Nityananda a sitting place, and he began offering prayers to Nittai. "All devotees," Vrindavan Das Thakur says, "please hear these prayers." He said, "Your name is Nityananda. Your form is also Nityananda, full of eternal bliss. You are Nityananda because you are Lord Balaram personified. And with great bliss you wander here and there. You are always blissful. Where lives a mere human being with the power to understand you? You are eternal, spiritual, and supreme. As Lord Krishna is, so are you. Noble-hearted Nityananda, always tasted the nectar of love for Lord Chaitanya. Whatever he said or did was always in agreement with Lord Chaitanya's wishes. Lord Chaitanya continued saying, 'Give me one of your loincloths. That is my great desire.' And after speaking these words, the Lord took a cloth from Nityananda and tore it into pieces. To each of the devotees present, Lord Chaitanya gave a long piece of that cloth. Lord Chaitanya said, 'Tie this cloth around your heads. Those who have actually mastered yoga yearn to attain this cloth remnant from Nityananda. How can other ordinary persons attain it? By Lord Nityananda's mercy, one attains devotion to Lord Vishnu. O devotees, please know that Nityananda has all the power possessed by Lord Krishna. Lord Nityananda is not different from Lord Krishna. Lord Nityananda is Lord Krishna's associate, friend, couch, ornament, and kinsman. Even the Vedas cannot approach Lord Nityananda's pastimes. Lord Nityananda is the father of all living entities. He is their protector, he is their friend,
His every action is filled with the nectar of love for Lord Krishna. By serving Lord Nityananda, one attains pure love and devotion to Lord Krishna. Therefore, with great devotion, please tie around your heads these pieces of Lord Nityananda's cloth. Take them home and worship them with care. Accepting the Lord's command, the devotees very respectfully tied the pieces of cloth around their heads. Then Lord Chaitanya said, "O devotees, please listen. Now everyone should accept the water that has washed the lotus feet of Nityananda. One attains firm devotion to Lord Krishna simply by drinking that water. There is no other way." Accepting the Lord's command, the devotees washed Lord Nityananda's feet. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself sat down and happily collected in a metal cup the water that had washed Lord Nityananda's feet. Each devotee drank 5 or 10 times of that water. And when everyone had finished, Lord Chaitanya called out, "Hari Bol! Hari 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 Bol!" And he also drank that water. Unconscious to the external world, Lord Nityananda only smiled. One of the Vaishnavas who drank the water said, "Today my life has become glorious." Another devotee said, "Today all the bonds that have tied me to the material world have been cut." Another said, "Today I have become a servant of Lord Krishna." And another devotee said, "This day is glorious." And still another said, "The water that has washed his feet is very sweet. Even now I can taste that sweetness within my mouth." The water that washed Lord Nityananda's feet was very powerful, and simply by drinking it, everyone became wild. Some danced, some sang, some rolled on the ground, some roared again and again. A blissful kirtan of Lord Krishna's names arose. Now, wild with bliss, the devotees danced. And after a moment, Lord Chaitanya roared. He stood up and danced without stopping. Then Lord Nityananda stood up and began to dance. Surrounded by the devotees, the two lords danced. Some devotees sang. Some fell to the ground, some embraced, and some in ecstasy took the dust from each other's feet and placed it on their heads. Some held the necks of another devotee and wept. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, "I cannot describe everything." Free from awe and fear, the devotees danced with the Lord. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda embraced. Then the two lords happily danced. With the touch of Lord Nityananda's feet, the earth trembled, and seeing this, everyone blissfully called out, "Hari, Hari, Hari Go!" And intoxicated by tasting the nectar of spiritual love, these two masters of Vaikuntha danced, and all the devotees affectionately followed them. These pastimes will never come to an end. The Vedas say that sometimes they are openly manifested, avyabhav, and sometimes they are hidden, chirobhav. For the whole day, Lord Chaitanya danced. Then he sat down happily with the devotees. And after clapping his hands 3 times, Lord Chaitanya called all the devotees, and he happily began to speak, saying, "He who has faith and devotion for Lord Nityananda has faith and devotion for me, Lord Shiva and Lord Balaram, Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma bowed down before Lord Nityananda's feet. Therefore, all of you should place your love in Lord Nityananda's feet. Even if he is a devotee, anyone who even for half a sesame seed's worth of time
hates Lord Nityananda is not dear to me. Lord Krishna will never abandon anyone who has once touched Lord Nityananda. Hearing Lord Chaitanya's words, the devotees called out, Jai, Jai. Lord Nityananda's activities are extraordinary and inconceivable. Anyone who knows the truth about Nityananda worships him. Overcome with ecstasy and supremely independent, effulgent Lord Nityananda wandered in Nadia day and night. Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes are unfathomable. The pious think of them as wonderful, but the impious view them as bad. Lord Nityananda is Anantashesha, the Lord who holds up all the worlds. Lord Nityananda Prabhu is the king of the Vaishnavas. I pray that in my heart I may always keep the treasure of his lotus feet. I bow down before all the Vaishnavas, and I pray that Nityananda, who is Lord Balaram himself, will always be my master. Anyone who with faith and devotion listens to these narrations will attain Lord Chaitanya as his master. Anyone who sees these descriptions of Lord Nityananda will know what the real truth about him is. Anyone who becomes aware of these glories of Lord Nityananda becomes very fortunate. Such a person becomes dear to Lord Chaitanya. The two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, are my life and soul. And I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their feet.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Krishna, 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 Shamasundar ki jai.